Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Take-Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and today I have with me Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, Pam. Gosh, it's such an exciting day, wouldn't you say?
I think so. We have a huge show today with our winners from our Indie Artists Music Awards, and we are very excited. We have a few people calling in via Skype from the UK, and we have people calling in across the US, so this should be fun.
Oh, I think so, definitely. And, I mean, where else on Blog Talk Radio can you have a show where you've got so many different artists in the same show calling in? It's going to be kind of like a real awards show almost.
Right.
You know, everybody's going to be taking their turn. And, gosh, we've got a great lineup. I'm so excited. I mean, that's quite a feat to assemble everyone to appear on the same show today, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, we're only missing a couple of the winners, but we have the majority of them here, so that's going to be great.
I know.
And, of
so
course,
funny.
You know me. I can't wait to hear those UK accents.
I know, really. It's really it's going to be really neat to hear all of those. And, I mean, those people could talk as far as the day is long, and I would be fine. You know, it's probably one of the few times you would not hear me talk is to hear be able to hear them talk. So,
right.
So you got a great show lineup. I'm so excited to be here co-hosting with you. So thank you for the opportunity, and I'm excited for these indies, you know, because the fans actually voted them the winners. And so we had nothing to do with it. We just hosted the contest. So
yeah, so I mean, that says a lot about their music when their fans vote and become winners, because we had quite a few nominees that, you know, all of them are great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, most definitely.
So our first guest is going to be Bud Rogers, and he's from the UK. And if you've listened to any of my music shows in the last couple weeks, I've played quite a few songs by him. And Bud won for Album of the Year, which is his Whiteout album, and Debut Album of the Year. Hopefully he is connected to Skype right now and will be calling in a few minutes. Do you see him at all?
He is connected, but the trick is he going to be able to connect to us? So that's what we're working on now, trying to get him up. I've just told him to try to connect via the Skype button, so we'll see what happens. And just for the listeners out there, so it doesn't sound like we're talking in foreign words here, these UK artists, Blog Talk have a Skype feature they've integrated into their software here for the show to allow international callers to Skype into the show, but it's not a traditional way like you get on Skype and just chat with someone. They have to actually go through Blog Talk channels in order to connect, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it's tricky, and sometimes it doesn't. So, and I can attest to that because I've had quite a few UK callers.
Yeah.
This part has all been pretty successful, but I've had a couple instances, especially of late, where my artists have not been able to connect. It's been rather frustrating for me and for them, and that is an issue that I think Blog Talk probably needs to work on a little bit more. But needless to say, we're going to try to connect, so if you'll just, you know, bear with us today, your patience is greatly appreciated. We've got a couple of UKs we're going to try to get on just right off the bat because of the time difference, but for the most part, you know, we will get them on as soon as they get on. So let's hope
right.
for the best, everyone.
I also want to mention that Bud also won Acoustic Artist of the Year, too. Totally forgot that one, and I do apologize. Thanks, Mel, for reminding me. I thought I had them all down. We had two musicians that won several different categories. So I know I've got Roxanna down for three, and I've got Bud down for three, and the rest of them have one each. So
yeah, I'm trying to find out. He's not responding to me. I'm assuming he's trying to get connected. Now, I will say, Bud is trying to connect. He's really going out on a limb and trying to get real tricky today, because he is not only trying to connect from the UK via Skype, into our studio here, but he is also trying to connect on a mobile via Skype into our studio here. And I've already been told by Blog Talk that this is not always the best connection, so it's kind of tricky even more so. So hopefully we will be able to talk with
you. We should do in the meantime, I mean, we're going to kind of do this one backwards, but what about if we just go ahead and play his song while he's trying to connect?
I think that would be a perfect idea. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay. So this is going to be Caught in a Wheel by Bud Rogers, and this is off his debut album, Whiteout.
did Rogers and Caught in a Wheel. Like Pam said, we kind of did him in reverse. And he had just sent me a message on Skype that said he can see the blue icon. Yay! So, Bud, if you're listening, Bud, if you're listening, go ahead and push the button, and you should be able to connect straight to us. So let's hope. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. So, I'm always nervous when I do these interviews with the UK artists. I love talking to the UK artists, and this is the most economical way for them to connect to us. But it is the most frustrating, nerve-wracking way. I mean, I wish there was just an easier way. You know, I wish we could actually call them somehow, some way, but it just doesn't work that way. I mean, we can't Skype to them. They have to Skype to us. So it is a little bit tricky. And, again, thank you to everyone out there for being so patient with us today. We knew this was going to be a little bit of a challenge on the front end, but, you know, if you can bear with us, and I promise you it will be a show that you will not forget.
Right. And I just like to add that several of the winners, I believe, I'm trying to think now who's on. Well, Bud is one. And then also Tom Steiner is another one, Michael Lee, and I think it's those three are managed by Aspire Music Management, which is my good friend Melanie out of the UK. So if you ever want to use their music for something, or if somebody from the UK is listening that owns a club and that you want them to play there, be sure to contact her. And she's on Twitter at Aspire Music Management, but management is spelled MGMT. And she has a Facebook page, too, that you can reach out to her, or just contact me and I'll get the message to her.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm listening to you, but I'm multitasking behind the scenes, too, because I'm talking to several of these artists. And so, folks, just so you know, they are really on, they're on our Skype because we're all talking to them, and they're all excited about being on the show today. We're just trying to get them to where they can be heard by you, the listeners. So I'm kind of like multitasking and troubleshooting all this stuff, too. So
yeah, I know. Well, that's me, too. As a matter of fact, I'm Skyping with Mel right now, and she says that Bud is trying. He's trying. And
that's right.
Well,
he is trying.
After these two Skype calls with the two winners in the UK, everything else should run smoothly, I
that's
hope.
That's exactly right. Because people are just going to call in then. It'll be okay. So.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. This is too hilarious. I mean, all you can do is laugh about it because, you know, there's nothing else you can do, you know. So.
Yes.
Well, this is going to kind of switch things around, but while we're waiting for Bud, do you want to go ahead and play, like, the promo from Tom, since he is not able to
do
this today?
Sure, okay. Yes. Tom Steiner won Versatile Artist of the Year, which is a multi-genre category, and he's out of California, and you can follow him on Twitter at homeless_Tom, and I was hoping he'd be on today so I could find out why they call him that or where he got that nickname from, because it made me curious.
I know, me too. I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting.
Right? So I'm going to go ahead and play his message that he pre-recorded for everybody. One moment.
Hi, this is Tom Steiner. My friends call me homeless. And I'd like to thank all of you out there who voted me Versatile Artist of the Year on Take Two Radio's Indie Music Awards. I'm chuffed, to say the least, and esteem it an honor and a privilege. Thank you all so very much, and thank you as well to Take Two Radio for supporting indie music. Take Two Radio rules.
How cool is that? He's like the coolest.
I know.
So cool. I just see him like doing the major peace sign, you know, peace baby, you know,
right?
When he was saying that at the end. So, but yeah, I mean, I like Tom. He's such a cool dude. And yeah, I'd be curious to know why he's called homeless. So he didn't sound too homeless there, did he? So.
No.
Well, you know what? I know we wanted to play. We were going to play him and play his song. But guess what? We had Bud.
Yes.
He typed in. And I'm going to push this button before he gets away.
Okay.
Hello, Bud. Bud, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I can hear you now.
Oh, yay.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, I'm so happy that you got connected. I was getting worried there for a moment.
Oh, my gosh. So how does it feel to be the winner of 3 awards? Not just one, but 3.
3 awards. I know. That's incredible. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful for that.
Well, you can tell your fans believe in your music, that's for sure, to vote you for all 3 categories.
That's fantastic news. Yeah, really, thank you a great deal for the awards. It's fantastic.
Well, I'm sure they'll be happy to hear from you via this show. What was your inspiration for that album?
Well, the White Earth album. Yeah, it was a bit of a labor of love, really. I mean, it's for 1 or 2 of the songs on the album go back some 20 years. Token of Gold, which I think you may well have played at some point. I think it was written in 1984 or 1985.
Wow.
It was 1 or 2 songs that I just felt had a right to exist, had a right to live and breathe. And I've been doing an album with Joe, with the guys from Swindon Bank, and Joe was very supportive, and he said, go ahead and do it. You know, you should do your solo album. So it all started there, really. And then with the great help of Mel at Aspire, who helped me to get the music out there, you guys were able to hear it. And so I really appreciate all the feedback I've had on the album.
Yeah, it's been amazing because, of course, I knew you from Swindon Bank. And when Mel told me that you were putting out your own album, I was like, what? Bud sings? I mean, I knew you had done backup singing, but, you know, to do your own album, I was just blown away. And then even more so when I heard the music, I was just in such awe of you. I could not believe you had been hiding behind that mic that whole time.
Oh, bless you. That's so sweet.
It's true. And look how far you've come since then. You're working on a new EP now, right?
The EP's out very shortly, actually. It should be out, I think next month it should be due for release. I'm just working on the video. I'm shooting the video. Is it next week? The week after next, I'm shooting the video.
So, oh, good, good.
I'm going to release the EP beginning of next month, when that's all ready to go out. So that should be worth listening to, called Setting Sun. Have you been playing any yet? Have you had a listen to it?
I actually have. I've played Setting Sun, and I've played, Wayward Refugee, because, of course, I love that song, and I'm a headbanger at heart, so I love all the music, but headbanging music, that's it, and that's how Wayward Refugee is for me. I just love it.
You like that stuff. The album, I'm actually in the middle of writing the next album, should hopefully be done by or out at the end of the year, which I can't talk too much about. We're just halfway through the writing stage at the moment, but we're looking to record that at the end of the year with other musicians. And this one, solo project, this one, and it's I'm not hanging back on this one. Let's put it that way. Not the love ads on the White Out album. There's not a lot of any album. It's all head down, rocking away. So if you like the rock, you're gonna love the new album.
Yeah, what I want to let a lot of our listeners know, because we have listeners in for all the different artists, Bud not only sings, but he writes and produces and plays all the instruments as well as does the backup vocals on all of his songs. I don't know any one person that does all of that at one time for their own album, and it must be better in a way to have total control of what you want on this album or any other album or song that you write.
It's a compromise, really. When you, if anyone out there is listening who's ever done a solo album where they have played all the instruments, I mean, I think who did that? I think with his first album, I think he played all the instruments. It's an incredible amount of work. It literally did take pretty much a whole year to do, because something you've got to do, and to fit in the time around recording all the various instruments, and you've got to lay them up one on top of each other. You can't do anything live, so to speak, like you would do with us. It's quite time consuming. So it was great to do it. I'm not sure I'd want to do it again in too much of a hurry. I think the songs on the wide scale, they're like children to me. So
right.
To do that all myself was, I think, kind of important. I think I had to do that. You know, sometimes in life you've got to do something yourself. And all the songs on there, you know, mean so much to me that I wanted to do that all myself. But really, when it comes to I really do love working with other musicians and creating with other musicians, seeing how they interacting with other musicians. And I think you get a completely different vibe with a band. And if you mm-hmm. listen to the, you probably heard Swinburne Bank album.
Right, right. I could imagine that editing has been, editing everything together is not an easy task.
It's very, very, right. It is very, very hard work. But I love it. It was a great achievement to do that. And, of course, to get the airplay and, again, to get the awards and the acclaim that I've had for doing it, it's a great honour, and it does mean a great deal to me, especially when the songs, as I say, are so close to my heart. I mean, there's some quite some, personal lyrics in there that mean, to have other people appreciating the work, how did they find their own meanings in the song, that just touched me a great deal.
You were cutting out a little bit in there at the end, so I'm not quite sure what you said. I'm sorry.
We talked too fast over here. You probably can't understand this way. Hello?
Yeah, you still cut out. I'm sorry. It's the connection. That's all. Well, I want to say thank you so much for allowing us to play your music on, of course, my other show and Dawn's show that she does her music show as well. And also allowing me to be one of the first people. I know Mike Lidskin had also played some of your new music. And can't wait to get, hear more from you. Don't ever stop writing. Don't ever stop singing. That's all I can say.
Thank you so much, Pam.
You're very welcome. Congratulations, and you enjoy
Thank
the rest
you.
Of your evening.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bud.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was Bud Rogers. Yay! We got him. And I might start telling my indies that are in the UK or international to start connecting via mobile. I mean, the connection wasn't as great as it needed to be, but actually, he was pretty in terms of how he sounded. I could understand him really good. So that wasn't so bad. It didn't take him as long to get connected to some of my indies half. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the listeners out there that you don't have to wait. And
it was a little bit hard. It was cutting in and out, and maybe it was because he was on a mobile phone, a cell phone. So, when we pull up Christian here in a minute, hopefully mm-hmm. it won't be going in and out.
Oh, no, I think he's on his computer. He's not on a mobile, so I think that's going to be the only one. So we're good. So, without further ado, should we bring Christian on?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Hello, Christian. Can you hear us?
Christian?
Hey.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Kim.
We see you on here. Do you have your sound on?
Well, let's see what's going on. I'm Skyping him.
This is fun.
I mean, there's no press option one when you're Skyping into the studio.
Right.
So I'm not.
All
Hello,
he has to
Christian.
Do is answer. Well, hopefully he's got his sound on so he hears us.
Yeah, I'm asking him now. So, I mean, he's in the studio playing his day, folks. So
yeah.
it's just the lovely nature of the beast of doing these international call, so it kind of goes with the territory. But while we're waiting to figure out what's going on with him, do we want to go ahead and play his song, do him in reverse as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. Let's go ahead. I have Diamonds and Pearls by Christian Jules. He's our R&B winner of the year, and this was the first song that I heard by him and fell in love with him and his music. So So enjoy.
Girl, your love means more than the whole world to me. But my love for you, it's worth more than diamonds and diamonds and pearls.
Girl, if you were to be in my world, the world would take to make you my girl. Put you before diamonds and pearls, diamonds and pearls. Girl, if I wasn't buying your dream, loving that I see so magically, I wish that could be you and me. Best of mine, you can have the best of mine. 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 You can have the best of my love. My love. Girl, you ain't the type to have in the back of the car. Feel like a superstar.
Hear him one way or the other.
I don't know. I Skyped him and tried to find out if he can hear us. I'm not getting a response. I'm having a feeling he's got a connection issue on his end. And while we're waiting to get him connected, do you want to play Tom's song? We played his audio, thank you, but we didn't get to play a song a moment ago. Do we want to go ahead and do that while we're waiting?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and play Tom Steiner, and his song is Hollywood Babylon.
Let's gather around, let's hear it so good. All the pistol time, the new Mecca to saw. The new Jerusalem.
And that was Hollywood Babylon by Tom Steiner. Great song. You can tell he's another rocker at heart, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And you couldn't hear anything I was saying just then, could you, while the song was playing?
No.
Okay, good.
Right. Should I have been?
No, I was hoping you couldn't, because I was actually speaking with Ben from Euphoria Audio. He had dialed me on Skype, and we were trying to coordinate when he was going to call back so we can get him hooked into the show towards the end of the show. So Euphoria Audio fans, be ready, because Ben is coming up soon. So, all right. So that was Tom's song, and I love that song, by the way. It's got a great rocky feel to it.
Right. And I see Christian is still with us, and he can hear us, but we can't hear him. And I'm not quite sure what's going on with that. He's on his laptop, so it should be a better connection other than, you know, with a mobile phone. Christian, you still can't hear us? Or, I mean, we can't hear you. Are you still there? Are you talking? Oh, gosh, I feel so bad for him.
I know. Bless his heart. I mean, because we, you know, he's been so excited about peeing on us today.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, he has been very excited. I mean, we initially set up Skype and everything with him ahead of time and had him register on Blog Talk Radio so we could do this. And it's just, something's just not working, and I don't even know what to do. I say let's go ahead and play Michael Lee's message to the fans.
Yeah, sure.
Michael Lee had won Male Solo Artist of the Year, and he's from the UK as well, but he couldn't make it today. So here is his message.
Hi there, this is Michael Lee, just saying a big thank you to all the Take Two Radio listeners for voting me Male Solo Artist of the Year. It's a big honour, and I'm very grateful for all of your support. And just to let you know, 2013 so far is shaping up to be a busy one. I'm hard at work in the studio, so watch this space for the new releases I have coming up. Okay, so I'd just like to say thanks again. Cheers.
And that's Michael Lee. We're going to play a song by him as well. And you can follow him on Twitter at Mike Lee Music. His song is called Trust.
that part of me. Why can't you just let me be who I am? I can't lose. Can't you ever let me out of your sight? You have taken all you can.
Michael Lee, I love that song too. I'm sure that every song that I play, I'm going to say I love that song because I really do. So John is Christian.
I'm here.
With
I'm back, and Christian says he just Skyped and said he can hear us. I'm going to connect with him really quick and see if we can possibly hear him. So
okay.
Hello, Christian. Can you hear us?
I really honestly don't understand this. I'm so sorry, Christian.
So sorry.
We have no idea.
He says, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. Oh, bless
yeah.
his heart. Oh, no. Well, Christian, we're trying. We see you in the studio playing this day, but for whatever reason, you know, we just can't connect now. He's saying we can do it through mail. I don't know what that means exactly.
I'm not sure what that means either.
Mel's on it, though. She's on it. I see she's on it.
Yeah, I know.
So I tell you what, so that we don't get too far behind on our schedule, we've got Dave from Teaser here in the studio now. He's connected.
Okay.
Do we want to go ahead and just chat with him?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
All right. I'm going to connect him up. Hello, David. Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yay. We have a caller.
Hello, Dave. This is David Moritz from Teaser. Everyone.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. It's just the technical difficulty thing here, but that's expected on live radio, you know?
Oh, that's for sure. Every time you expect things to go well, things can just, you know, happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so
we want to congratulate you for Rock Artist of the Year.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. We really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
We're so happy that all of our friends and fans got behind us and really pushed hard to vote us in. It really meant a lot to us when the Take Two Radio Indie Award, and we were very grateful.
You're very welcome. You can tell that the fans believe in each and every artist that they voted for, and the winners are, you know, very special to them because they love the music and look forward to hearing more from you. Are you working on anything new?
We are. We're in the process always continually writing and putting out new music. We just released the Locked CD in December, which was a compilation of all of our studio cuts plus two new studio tracks, the bonus tracks we put on there. One was Hot on the Heels of Her Love, and the other was...
I love that song, too.
That's a great song. Wrote that for another special lady there in England that's a radio host over there. That's a good friend, Dawn Nichols Frazier. And it was kind of inspired from a show. And we also had the pleasure of working with country music legend Ronnie Millsap on the song that is on that CD, Prisoner of the Highway, which was a great honor for us to work with him. He's a legend that's had 40 number one hits. And the guy was basically one of the very first crossover artists, I believe. You know, he made crossover country. That guy's done it all.
Right. Now, how did you connect with him to do that song with you?
Well, basically, as people don't know, we're based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And so we have a lot of friends and a lot of people in the music business that we know. And our drummer, Tony Cottrell, and keyboard player, Marty McKeever, both work with Ronnie Millsap on the road and in the band. And so that was kind of the connection that we had there. And he knew that we were, you know, up and coming. And he just kind of was just a true gentleman and great guy. He just said, yeah, I'll be glad to help you guys out. And that's when an artist of that stature would, you know, give his time and everything to help, you know, another up-and-coming artist. And we've been really great. We actually did a video with him in the studio that you can see on YouTube.
Yes, and I did watch that, and I loved it. I love seeing him playing with you guys because I know what an honor it is to any indie artist to have somebody of that stature play with them.
It sure was. It was something I'll treasure forever, that's for sure.
Right. So what is your new music that you're working on? Can you give us any clues on that, or you want to keep it secret till it comes out?
Well, we've got several new things that we're working on. We're kind of, you know, we're kind of gearing our music more towards, like, if anybody's heard Hot on the Heels, we've got some new tunes that are along that stature, you know, very AOR oriented, you know, rock.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got several new songs. We're working on a new CD, and we actually have a tour lined up for the UK this fall in September.
You're going to the UK?
We are. I'm allowed to say now. They finally announced it yesterday, but our first show will be September 21st. It's part of Skyfest.
Oh my gosh!
We will be there in the UK in September, and we'll have several other dates also. But that is the very first one. It'll be a Saturday, along with about 18 other. It's a 2-day festival there, starting in Mansfield.
Wow, that is awesome! And I really, honestly, I've got to tell you that if you need somebody to carry drums, although I don't have a great back or something that you need done, please pick me up and take me with you.
Okay, we'd be happy. I'm happy to.
That is the UK is one place that I dream about going to before I meet my maker. So I'm very jealous, but very happy for you guys.
Yeah, we're really excited. This will be our first time in the UK, and something we've been working hard on. We've got such a great big. I don't like to call people fans or friends. We've with the internet, radios, and the social medias and stuff, we've just became so close to all of the people that are, you know, attracted to our music and that are part of it. So I don't like to call anybody fans or friends. I mean, we talk like normal people do on social medias and things and Skype and phone. And so we've got such a great relationship with all the people that really enjoy our music. And it's a different, you know, kind of music has changed over the years in the way that with the social medias and things now, you know, you can get, even myself, I have friends that are, you know, artists in the business that were, I was big fans of, you know, that are now my Facebook friends. It's like, wow.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've met a lot of those fans or friends, as you call them, that you initially started talking to on Facebook in person.
True. Very true. And it's so nice to, you know, put a face with a name and, you know, you can see their pictures and recognize them. And it's pretty awesome when you get to finally meet up with them and stuff. And I'm excited because we have so many, you know, that we still have yet to meet.
Right.
Over Europe, you know, and around the country and here in the States also.
Right. Exactly. Well, hopefully one of these days you get to Chicago and I'll be able to meet up with you as well.
That'd be awesome.
I'm sure Dawn would love to see you in North Carolina because you're not too far from her either.
That's
true. I know, really. I would love that. And I love your accent, by the way. It's so, of course, You and I, David, we don't have accents, but Pam would twerk down we do.
Exactly.
But I don't know what her problem is.
We're normal. You know, we're normal accents.
We are normal. She's the one with the accent. Come on. You know, it's us.
Hey, you can only do that because there's two against one now.
Hey, I can do it anyway because I do not have an accent. It is just naturally Southern born and bred. And, you know, there's none better, I don't think. And Nashville is, you know, right there, they're in our realm. So, hey, they're the neighboring states in North Carolina, by the way.
True. That's right. That's right.
So, you guys are great, Tyler. We love your music.
Well, one of our guitar player is actually from South Carolina, and Brent Inman. And,
oh, yeah, okay.
So he's over that way, and so he's not too far from you.
That's right. Not far at all. I love South Carolina, by the way.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, that's your friendly neighborhood state, so.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations again for your win. And we look forward to hearing more. We'd also love, love, love to have you possibly write us a little blog about your time in the UK that we could add to our website.
Oh, that would be a pleasure. We'd love to do that. That would be great.
We look forward to the new music, and we'll still continue to play the music that you've already released on
our respective
music shows.
Well, thank you. We have, there's several sites, you know, if people are interested. We have our own, you know, YouTube channel. They can go on there, and there's several videos that you can see. It's called Teaser Rocks. And, of course, you know, all of our music is available on iTunes and CD Baby and all the usual outlets and stuff. And actually, you can pick up a physical copy in FYE stores here in the United States.
Yeah, and you can follow them on Twitter at
Teaser Band,
and Teaser spelled with a Z.
That's true.
So give them a follow, give them a shout out, find them on Facebook, and we're going to play one of their songs. So if you fall in love with them like I did, give them a shout out, please.
Well, Don and Pam, I really appreciate it. And real quick, I would like to just give a quick shout out, if I can, to Melanie Parrott from Aspire Music.
Yes.
And she is, I call her Majesty over there. But she is wonderful. She's been so, you know, helpful to us, you know, Teaser, and she's such a great supporter of us, and I just really appreciate everything she does for Teaser.
She goes out of her way when she believes in somebody, so that's for
sure.
She
does. She's awesome, too.
Yeah. She is awesome indeed, that's for sure. Well, speaking of wonderful music from Teaser, let's play the song Wanted Man by the band. And thank you so very much, David, for being with us today. And congratulations on your win.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. And thank you for everything you guys do and playing our music. And we really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
You're so very welcome.
You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. And without further ado, here is Teaser and Wanted Man.
Blazing, no doubt, till I'm know what hit you. Do you feel the fire in your blood? Well, these outlaw roots run deep. Just a wild branch of a
challenging for everybody on both sides. So appreciate your patience and for holding.
Oh, yeah,
but so glad you could be with us today. Thank you very much.
Me too. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, congratulations on your win as Top Artist of the Year. And
you're
well deserved. I must tell you, I said it before when I interviewed you on my show that you were going to be one of the next big things in pop music, and I believe the fans have spoken, and they obviously agree. So talk a little bit about what you have been up to since the last time we spoke.
Well, a lot of stuff. I've been working on a lot of new music that's going to be coming out. I'm working on my full brand new EP that should be released sometime in April. My new song, And All of You, will be coming out the end of this month, and I just recorded a bully song. It's called The Bully Anthem, and it's an anti-bully song I recorded that I'm going to promote when I go on tour in the summer for anti-bullying and stuff like that. And I'm also going to be performing at the OMG Fest hosted by Austin Mahone's aunt in April, so that's really exciting and lots of cool things in the works.
It sounds like it. I mean, it sounds like 2013 is shaping up to be quite a year for you already. And so talk a little bit about, I know when you were here before, we spoke about, you know, your bullying campaign and how you've been out speaking to people, you know, especially going to different schools and places and talking about that. So how did the song come about for this?
Well, I was actually approached last year to record this song by a songwriter who wanted to use it for a whole bunch of different anti-bully organizations and a new movie coming out called The Bully. And I loved the song, And I really wanted to record it last year, but it was right when I was about to go on tour, and I didn't have enough time to record it before I went on tour. So I felt like now was the perfect time to record it because the movie is coming out soon and all these organizations I'm getting involved with for anti-bullying, and I'm just doing so much with anti-bullying that I felt like now would be the perfect time to record it. And I love the song because it's a fun, upbeat, energetic anti-bully song. You know, a lot of them these days are, you know, slow and kind of depressing and kind of, you know, tells them about their story and, you know, it gets you in like a sad mood. But mm-hmm. the one that I recorded, I like it because it's not like the typical anti-bully song. It gets everyone involved in the song, and it's energetic and fun and upbeat and something that I think a lot of people will like. So I'm really excited to release it.
Well, and I'm excited for you to do that as well and to know that it's going to be in a movie. I mean, that is amazing. And now, can you tell us, like, is the movie going to be, like, on the big screen nationwide, or is it going to be on a network, on television?
Well, I can't release too many details yet.
I gotcha.
It's one of those situations.
That's right. I understand fully.
Yeah.
Well, nonetheless, it will be, I mean, in truth, it's going to be a great movie when it does come out. And I hope that you will, when all the details are finalized and you're able to release information, let us know so that we can promote it out for you.
Please,
well.
Definitely.
What is the most exciting thing that you've done since the last time we spoke? It's been a couple of months ago now. I think back in November is when you and I talked. So what's the most exciting thing that you've done so far?
Let's see. Since then in November, probably releasing my music video. I think I recorded at the very, very end of November, and I think, like, right when I talked to you, I was talking about releasing it, and so that was really, really, really fun. It was an awesome experience. I love doing music videos because they're so fun, and I released it on my birthday, actually, in December. December 27th is when I released it, and I got such a good response from all my fans, and everyone just seemed to like it a lot, and filming it was probably the funnest thing that I've done so far, and recording new music is always fun, too, and doing performances and things like that. It's all really fun. Like, I can't pick something that I like the best out of everything.
Do you pinch yourself sometimes, you know, saying, is this really true? Is this really happening to me?
What was that again? I didn't get it.
I said, do you have to pinch yourself sometimes, you know, like saying, is this really happening?
Yeah, sometimes I do. I'm like, wow. Like, I can't, sometimes it's hard to keep up with everything, and I'm like, wow, is this really happening? Sometimes it feels like I'm doing so much that I'm like, I can't even keep up with everything. And, in February last month, I got to meet with the vice president of Nickelodeon Music, which is really awesome. I auditioned for Nickelodeon, like, in front of all the executive producers and everything, which is really awesome. And I can't really say a whole bunch of stuff about it yet, but that was really exciting too. So when I get more information on what's happening with that, then I will let everybody know. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed and hoping that everything turns out well. But yeah, that was really exciting because it was in Nashville, and I love going to Nashville because it's such an awesome city.
Well, I always love talking with you because you are always so enthusiastic about what you do, which truly does, you know, is a real testament to the fact that you just absolutely love your music, your craft, and how passionate you are for it. And I'm excited about what this year is going to bring for you. So it is no surprise to me why you were voted Pop Artist of the Year in these awards. So I imagine this you're going to have many, many more awards as time goes on. I do believe that.
Thank you.
And we would love to bring you back each and every time you win one so that we can chat with you and you know, talk with you about it because you've got, I've said it before and I continue to say it, you've got a great career ahead of you and definitely wish you nothing but the absolute best as time goes on.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Well, we want to thank you for being with us today and for just seeing who you are, and thank you for all the work that you're doing with bullying, because that means so much to so many. You know, it can be very life-changing, the work that you're doing. So keep on keeping on.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I love doing anti-bullying stuff.
And we definitely will be chatting with you again in the very near future. But in the meantime, let me know when your EP is available and get it to us, and we'll start playing it here on both shows respectively.
Okay,
yes, just so you're aware, Tyler, I do have a new music show where I only play the indie music, so I will also play – I've played some of your songs. I don't know if you've seen my tweets, but it's Take Two Radio Music, and I've been playing some of them, and I really love your music.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, we are going to play your song, Ms. Perfect. It's one of my personal favorites by you. And again, congratulations on your Pop Artist of the Year award with Take Two Radio Indie Music Awards, and for being with us today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me be on the show. So fun.
You're so very welcome. Well, thank you, and take care of yourself, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right. See you later.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to play Tyler Lane's song, Ms. Perfect, and you will love it. Get ready to move.
Can you replace the ball? Somebody like you were unstoppable. Girls like you to find are impossible. Everybody wants ya, can't nobody have ya. Baby, you're on mine, so glad you're in my life. You're all I need. Whoa.
Yeah.
And that was Miss Perfect by Tyler Lane. That young man sure has a career ahead of him. And speaking with the Disney people and doing a movie and new songs, I know all of his fans are very, very happy to hear all of this. So I guess, Dawn, are you on with me? Yes. I'm going to go ahead and pick up Melanie's call, who is connecting us to Christian Jules, and everybody keep their fingers crossed that this is going to work out. So here we go. Melanie, are you there? Mel? Oh, my gosh. Mel, can you hear me?
Hello.
There you are.
I know, but I'm miles away from the microphone because it's set up for, to my phone for CJ. I'm leaning across the room now like an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this has been such a fun day with technical stuff. You, me, well, especially me and Christian, we're just not technical people, and thank God Dawn is, and thank God you have helped me with so many things.
No, I've got a vivid imagination and thought, if Christian rings me on my phone, and I put my phone up to the microphone, and I connect to you, we might be able to do it. So fingers crossed, hopefully, if you speak to him, you'll be able to speak to him.
Okay. Is he calling you now?
He's out there waiting, I hope. Speak, Christian.
I'm not hearing anything. Christian, are you there? I can barely hear him. Well, if this doesn't work, I think we're just going to have to have Christian on by himself at another time once we get this all figured out. Christian?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you
can
now.
You
yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Christian. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but it's like really low. Like, I think I'm coming through really low.
Well, congratulations on winning R&B Artist of the Year. We're so proud of you.
You know what it is? Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
You know what it is? I think because I'm calling through the phone, it comes to you like really delayed. I have to respond. So bear with me.
Okay.
I mean, I seriously think there's like some gremlins like going around today and like messing up all the equipment or something.
Yeah, I'm getting feedback on this side probably because of the connection. Christian, would you mind if we did a show just with you in the near future? That way we can get a better connection and work out these kinks.
No, that would be perfect.
Okay, we'll let you go for now, and I want to thank you so much for trying so hard today.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll get a date fixed so that way we can do just a show around you.
That's cool. Thank you so much, Pam, and Dawn. I appreciate it.
You're
very
welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mel. We'll talk shortly about setting up a date, okay? Thank you.
All right, well, so
okay.
Far to the Kristen Jules fans who were not able to hear from him today, but we do promise we will have him back on the show in due order and a connection that hopefully will be very well. And so we're going to move right along because we are slightly behind and our other calls are coming in from our other guests. And we have up now
Vicki Van.
Vicki Van. Hey. Hello, Vicki.
Hey, you guys are. Hey.
Hello.
I was having a heart attack because I was hearing all this static, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to call you back. So I hung up and I called you right back, and I was like, oh no, now I'm not going to be through.
Oh no, you're connecting with you is perfectly fine. You're not
okay.
You're not trying to Skype in from the UK, so I think we're fine.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah.
I want to personally thank you, or congratulate you rather, for being Country Artist of the Year. I am so excited for you. Oh my gosh,
right?
That's awesome.
Thank you. That's so awesome. I'm so excited and so honored to have won. Thank you so much. I just feel so, I'm so happy and excited about the whole thing. Wow.
Well, we're excited too. And, you know, you and I have had the awesome opportunity to chat on more than one occasion,
yes,
via social media and on my show. And I was telling Pam, you know, I said, you got to get
this. Hey, Pam.
Hi.
and it's just always such a treat to speak with you. And so I want to find out, what have you been up to of late, you know, with your music and everything?
Oh, gosh. You know, I just have been really excited. I got some brand new tracks coming out. So I've been working busy in the studio getting those tracked. And these songs are so awesome. You're going to love them. I can't wait for y'all to hear them, because it's kind of like going back to a classic country sound, back to, like, you know, George Strait, you know.
Oh my gosh,
yes,
that is the man that made me fall in love with country music.
Oh.
Okay.
I love him.
I mean, I'm so excited about these songs, and even like a sound of like the Eagles. I mean, they're so beautiful, these songs. I've just been really blessed to get such awesome music here that I'm coming out with. So I've been just real busy working with that. I'm so excited here. I got to slow down. And then and then we're working on a video for the single In the Shadows of My Steeple. So I've been getting ready to shoot that. So I got to get ready. I got to get video ready. I got to get to the gym. I got to stop eating carbs. And, you know.
Oh, listen to you.
Dawn,
you're gorgeous.
No, thank you. But Dawn,
you're so,
you know,
cute.
We talked. Dawn and I, we were talking full length at Christmas time about how much, you know, food is so exciting and important.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And I want you to know, Vicki, that during the holiday season, after that interview aired, a couple of my regular listeners of my Saturday night show, when I was playing Christmas music and a song of yours would come on, they would always comment, they'd go, I wonder what Vicki Van's making for Christmas today. You know, and it was just always, oh, I bet she makes the best cookies ever. You know, they just remembered that conversation. So that was great. That was all the rage. You know, it was just great.
That's
so
great.
You left an impression.
See what I mean? It's about those cookies, you know, and it just it's really hard. So I have to get video ready and have to be focused, and I have to stop thinking about how much I love to eat cookies, and I just gotta just get ready.
Well, you know, I was when you were mentioning you're getting ready to make this video, are you going to have an old country church in the studio? Please say you will.
I will. Yes, and it has to be, you know, it has to take people to, you know, exactly what I want the song to be about. So the church has to be old and falling apart, you know, and just, but still standing and still strong and still, you know, just getting people out every Sunday. And so big, a nice old church. I can't wait. And I love making videos, and that's kind of where I'm focused on a lot right now, is making as many videos as possible, because it's like a little movie. And you know, I just get to play out each line of the lyrics, you know, in this little movie, and just take all the listeners with me on this little movie, and it's like, oh, I'm so excited.
Well, you know, I absolutely love your video to Rest His Heart. I love how you look in the video.
Thank you.
It's just so, you know, it's just such a classic song anyway. It's one of those songs that's timeless. I said that to you before.
Oh, thank you.
And the video is perfect. I mean, it's just perfect. It goes right along with the song. And so I just love how that was done. So that's why I'm excited to find out to see this next video when it comes out for You're In the Shadows of My People. That's going to be awesome. And I'm so glad you did a video to that song.
I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to it. So that's kind of the focus right now is just, you know, the video and then, of course, the new music and just we're going to do a bunch of little unplugged things. So it's just going to be kind of behind the scenes, you know, of just making the video, you know, the behind the scenes of making the video. It's kind of interesting to see, you know, sometimes to see how everything comes together and just kind of, you know, a little, you know, how some of the technical stuff that goes into the making of the video and what I have to do and what the behind-scenes people have to do. And so we're going to kind of be focusing on that. And also maybe some unplugged stuff of just music, you know, just the guitar and just me. So that'll be
You know what's right. even more interesting?
What?
I want to see a blooper reel.
Leave it to Sam. I'm sitting here talking about how great the videos look. She wants the blooper reel. I mean,
yes. Oh, my gosh. That is great. You know, and actually, there's a little video like that right now I have on my YouTube channel of me at the end of the video where I'm just being the goofiest, most silliest, craziest little thing you could ever imagine. And it is so funny. I cracked myself up watching that. I'm just making faces and I'm firing everybody. It's really cute. It's on my video channel, and I'm trying to change my video channel up here pretty soon so it'll come up in the search engines better. But yeah, a blooper reel would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because you know the main thing, I think the best thing about that is it just gets people laughing, you know, and I think that's that's just the best thing. If we can just all laugh, you know, in the midst of everything that's happening and everything that's going on, it's, you know, it's a good thing.
Well, you know, I think that laughter and music are the best medicines you could take.
I agree. Every time and on any day, you know, you can always heal. It can always help. You know, and have hope when you can laugh and listen to music.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Dinky, I tell you, it is always an honor to speak with you and a thrill and everything else. You're the most enthusiastic person I've ever met. And I love you to pieces.
You're just so sweet. And you know, the honor is all mine. I'm so honored. I'm so honored to have met you and have spoken to you, and each time we talk, I always feel inspired, and I feel happy and just blessed to be able to do what I do. And so I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've given me, such a gift, and just you know, just getting to talk to you and playing my songs. And Pam, this is the first time I'm getting to talk with you, so it's an honor, and I thank you for your support of my music, and to all the listeners out there, it means everything to me. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and it's definitely our pleasure. And just for your listeners out there, Vicki Van will be my first official guest on my Take Two Radio Music Show next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, so be sure to join us there. And if you'd like to know and where the link is and stuff like that, I'll be tweeting it out so you can follow that my Twitter at Take Two Radio Music for that specific show.
That'll be great. That's so awesome. I'm so honored. And you know, being on Twitter is awesome. You guys are so great with keeping in touch and letting me know what's going on, and I always tweet you back as soon as I can. So thank you so much.
Oh, you sure do. You're a good girl.
Great about it. Well, thank you so much, Vicki, and
thank you.
I'm sure we will be in touch with you very, very soon, and good luck. Continued good luck with your career. It's awesome, and you are awesome.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, both of you. I really appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we are going to go ahead and play Vicky's song that she is currently promoting, and it will be the song to the video that she is about to shoot. This is her latest. This is In the Shadows of My People.
Black room school and the Johnson field of hay. In the breeze, the tires swing, sway. In the shadow of my people, I am just a small town church with a blacktop parking lot. Cars used to fill these spaces and couldn't find a spot. They spend their Sunday in the shadow of my steeple. I saw Mrs. Jones gives her only boy, straighten the tie on her pride and joy. Just before he said his vows with tenderly, in June of 83. Much love him. 10 years later, when he rolled his truck and they passed the pew to pay respect and say goodbye, I watched his mama cry in the shadow of my steeple. Balcony, painted ceiling on a wooden door to an empty nursery. Let the little children play in the shadow of my steeple.
Shadows of My Steeple by Vicky Van. I cannot wait to see that video. How about you, Don?
I know it's going to be great, because if it's anything like her other videos, she is just so immensely talented. And there's one quick thing I want to add about Vicky. Her dad, who is no longer with us, he was one of the founding members of a very popular Grammy-winning, award-winning Mighty Clouds of Joy gospel group.
And so...
She gets her talent, you know, it is naturally inherited, and she's immensely talented, but she's a lovely, lovely person, grew up in the church, and she's just a wonderful being and a wonderful soul, and I always enjoy talking with her. So, I look forward to the video as well. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and our interview, that should be wonderful. I can't wait to talk to her some more.
you will enjoy that. It's a great first interview. I must tell you, you will be very happy. So I hope you have a great time. Well, now we're going to continue to move right along. We have up with us now our artist who won in the versatile, what was it? Oh, gosh, Songwriters of the Year.
And they are the songwriting duo of the year.
Thank you, Pam. Elliot Humphreys and Adam Shaw from Be the Moon. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Thank
you
so much for holding and bearing with us.
No worries. It's cool. We're not across the Atlantic or anything, so it's like it's pretty easy for us.
And we're so glad that it's easy for you, believe me. So I spoke to you guys back a couple months ago on my show, Jam and Jukebox, and I know that you guys have been playing like crazy. You've had some new things happen. You've added a band member, and talk about what's been going on with you guys since then.
Adam, you want to take this?
Well, I mean, we have been playing quite a bit. We added a new member of the band, and he's playing bass for us. Really good guy, and we're lucky to have him. We're also just recently finished recording a live album. Hopefully that'll be available soon. That was at the Turntable in High Point. Really great venue, really interesting place. And it's just a really, really good experience.
It was a fun show. It was a good sweaty gig.
That's awesome. You guys, well, I know I've been getting, you know, invites on social media. Hey, I'm playing so-and-so. And Adam, I was telling Elliot earlier when he called in that I've not purposely not come out to a show. I've just been so busy with co-hosting the show with Pam and doing my show. I've since added another show, and I am definitely going to get out to see you guys play very soon. I mean, it's a shame for you to come to my town that I live in, and I'm not available to. I haven't been able to come out, but I'm definitely going to get out and see you guys. You guys have some great music, and I want to talk a little bit about. You know, some new things that you might be doing now that you've got a new, you know, you've got somebody new added to the band, and how that's branching out for you guys musically.
I'll take this. I think it's opened up what we're able to do live. When Adam and I were playing as a duo, when we would perform live, it was a constant challenge to try and figure out new ways to fill up a lot of empty space. We're able now with somebody there to round out the low end. We can, you know, it opens me up as a guitar player to kind of think about playing parts differently and maybe doing a little more lead work. We're also able to expand songs a lot more. So we're able to do tunes that are a little bit longer, maybe a little more involved. On the other side, it's been honestly a little bit of a challenge for me because I never had to worry about another stringed instrument, you know, prior to our bass player coming on, and I didn't, you know, it's been a kind of a challenge for me because I play a lot of things that I write are in like weird tunings, they're in alternate tunings and that kind of thing, and I never had to worry about explaining that to another musician because Adam obviously plays percussion. He doesn't have to worry about those sorts of things. He just has to worry about keeping beat and making sure that our vocal parts are on point. So it's been different. I've really had to kind of, you know, rethink some of the tunes and new stuff that we're writing. Like I'm trying to keep another instrument in mind as I'm writing so that I'm not writing parts that are like people are looking at me scratching their head going, what? You know, what are you doing? I mean, it's just, yeah, because sometimes it gets so obtuse, like when I'm trying to explain, I'm like, well, what we're doing here is really like a C bass with like an F7 chord underneath it, and I want you to do like a G-flat over that, and it's just like, dude, you're not making any sense. And so it makes total sense to me when I write it. I'm like, why? It makes her, you know, when I say it to other musicians, they look at me like I have three heads. So I'm trying to keep that in mind as I'm writing the material to make it easier for everybody, more accessible.
Well, speaking of new material, I'm sorry, what did you say, Adam?
I was saying, so far, the person we've added has been the only one who survived the process.
Well, that's okay. And but, you know, it all goes with the territory. I think it helps you to grow and expand as a band and individually, too, you know, when you're doing something. Because anytime you have to collaborate with someone, no matter what, like even Pam and I, you know, we did a show together, and there's a lot of collaboration that goes into making sure, like today, boy, we've both been juggling behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. I mean, it's a lot of work, but in the end, it always pays off, and it's so well worth it, you know, when you can hear a finished product and go, ah, we did that, you know, and then you're really proud. It gives you a sense of pride. And so are you guys currently working on some new stuff?
Yeah, we're actually we write. I mean, I really try and write as much as I can. I've said before, like I'm a huge fan of Ryan Adams from Jacksonville, North Carolina, who actually lives out in L.A. now. But some estimates have him writing as much as like 100 songs, like a year, you know, 100, 200 songs a year. And I don't write anywhere near that amount, but I do try and write as much as I can. And so there's constantly, you know, Adam and I have really in the last year or so, we've started co-writing together and we bounce ideas off of one another. And that part of that is just the comfort level we've developed, you know, after being on the road and kind of knowing where the other is coming from. So we've got, you know, a lot of new tunes. We're trying to finish up the next EP and get that released hopefully in the next couple of 3 months and have that done. We'll do some work to some live work to support that. It's a lot. I'm writing so much that, you know, sometimes, yeah, I have to stop myself a little bit and say, okay, I need to focus on what I have, you know, already done and try and get, you know, get some of these ideas, you know, fleshed out a little bit. So I don't have a whole, like, you know, 500 sketches, you know, song sketches. I've actually got a handful of tunes that are workable and ready to go for the group.
Well, it sounds like you guys have got a lot on tap. I know you've been performing quite a bit and you've got so many different things, you know, going on at the same time. It seems like simultaneously, but I am excited for where your career is heading and where it's taken off. And you know, I'm ecstatic that you were voted as Songwriters of the Year in the Take Two Radio Indie Music Awards, because you guys are great songwriters, and I look forward to the new stuff you've got coming out. Any indication, it's going to be great.
We just want to say thanks so much for like voting us Songwriters of the Year. You really can't understand, like, we're just a couple of normal guys from a small town in North Carolina. Like, we're not, you know, we're just a couple of working guys, and to have people that are listening to our music all over the world, and then to have people that, you know, say, hey, look, you know, you guys have been voted for this, is we really weren't. At least I wasn't expecting, you know, anything, and it just was like, we were like, wow, okay, we didn't know. We're really honored. We're very flattered. But thank you very much.
Well, it's very well deserved. I must tell you firsthand, when the first time I heard your music, I fell in love with it. I said, my gosh, these guys can really write. And lyrically, musically, you guys have definitely got it. It's on the mark. It's on point. And so I just look forward to anything new. And anything that you have coming out, just get it to me. And I'll be happy
me.
To continue to play it. And Pam. I know, Pam. I'm still getting used to fact you have a radio show. Pam has just recently started. This is her main show. She does a little bit of everything on this show, but she's got another show that started, so you guys will be getting double playing time on her show. It's Take Two Radio Music. So she'll be playing indie music on that show, and so I'll be happy to get it to her. You can get it to her, and we will both play it on our shows, and I look forward to it. I really do. It's going to be exciting.
Thank you. Thank
you
so
much.
All right.
Well, we are going to let you guys go. Thank you for calling in and being here with us today. Thank you for holding.
Yes.
Come on. We greatly appreciate your patience, Anna. But best of luck to you guys, and look forward to what you have coming next. And and hearing more from Be the Moon.
thank you all so much.
Thank
You're
you.
You're so very welcome. Take care and enjoy the rest of your
Thanks.
Day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And without further ado, we're going to play the song that Be the Moon is promoting currently. This is called Everyone's Perfect.
I could change one thing. He said, stop right there. Don't change a thing, you're perfect, girl, I swear. She just looks at him and rolls her eyes. He just looks at her and says, baby, you're mine. Everyone's got demands, but honey, don't listen. Everyone's got some things they may not like, but honey, the one thing that everyone's missing is everyone's perfect in someone's eyes. He said, look around you, baby, the whole world is crazy, and people think they got their dreams.
Everyone's Perfect. And we want to say again a huge congratulations to them for being our Take Two Radio Indie Music Award Songwriters of the Year. And if you want to follow them on Twitter, they at the Moon Band. All right, we're going to move right along now. We're going to bring on our next guest. And she was voted she won three awards this year. I mean,
yeah.
Roxanna has got quite a few fans out there because she won for, Female Artist of the Year, Video of the Year for the song Unforgotten, and for Song of the Year. So without further ado, we will bring on Roxanna. Hello, Roxanna.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, Pam. How are you?
Hi. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to be in the show. I am so very, very happy and excited. Thank you.
You're welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm so honored. I had no idea that, I just started recently and it's going to be, I'm going to be winning three awards. That's amazing. I mean, amongst all these fantastic artists, I heard every single one of them. They're great, you know, independent artists, and I wish everybody the best of luck.
Well, you are phenomenal, and obviously your fans believe so too, because you won in three categories, and you know there weren't a tremendous amount of categories in the, you know, in the Take Two Radio Indie Music Awards. And if this were the Grammys, you would be the headliner. You would be the one that the next day everybody would be talking about, you know, around the water cooler. Man, Roxanna really racked up. I mean, that's just kind of what it feels like.
It will be like that hopefully someday soon. The more this, as soon as I launch this video and this song, you know, proper way, which I'm about to do that, I had to put everything on pause for a very sad news. I have to announce that my mother just passed away on January the 30th. Thank you.
Very sick.
Thank you. But she always wanted me to go after my dream. Because of her, I started singing, doing everything. And so I put everything on pause. But now that it's been 40 days since she's gone, I'm going to be starting again and launch this song, Unforgotten, and maybe start another video and take out that single and then bring my new album, Exotica.
Well, Pam, absolutely, I will tell you, loved your video, and one of the biggest reasons, aside from the fact that you're absolutely gorgeous in it, and it, you know, it's just a beautifully done video, but she loves James Scott.
You know it.
So
much for it, right?
James Scott is, he was, I think he was the center of attention of that video, and is exactly what I wanted.
Right.
So I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. As a matter of fact, when Dawn was interviewing you on her show, I had called in to talk to you about that.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
As
I said, I wrote a beautiful song for my mom called The Beautiful Rose just recently that is going to be added in my my album. But my next video, I'm going to bring another good-looking celebrity, which I'm not going to tell you who until it's 100%.
Oh, you tease.
For my next video.
Oh, I tell you, you could be on to something. You are creating a signature thing, because now every time you produce a video, we're all going to be sitting here wondering, who is Roxanna getting? Who is she getting for this video? So, you know, I mean, it will become that with all of us. We will be sitting here very anxious to learn who it will be. And so I'm excited. So
me too. Thank you.
I don't know how you could top James Scott, but, you know, there are plenty of good-looking men out there. So.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? I know I'm an independent artist. I'm not with a label, or I have a very wonderful sponsor. You know, they've been very supportive of me, and with their help, I can get the man of my dreams, let's say, in my video, and they're actually very, very well known. This next person, hopefully, will be very shocking to everyone. Like, I have a feeling this is going to be huge.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
You can't even tell us secretly? Now I'm going to be wondering this whole time, guessing in my head.
Well, I'll tell you after, maybe, but Matthew Wilson, it's up to him, too, because I'll be working again with Matthew to produce my next video, and I'm very excited. I'm going to shoot it again in Los Angeles. Hopefully not in that heat. It was so hot to shoot that video, Unforgotten. So maybe the weather is a little better this time.
Yeah.
That heat has not been forgotten. It's unforgotten, you know. It's really, I remember you talking about that before, being, you know, it's so
steamy, hot, more ways than one.
Yeah, really.
That's right.
Well, it's just, you know, you're such a phenomenal artist, and I am so glad that you were introduced to me, and your music has been brought to my attention so that I can get it out for airplay. And love your style. Love, you know, you're just wonderful. And
thank you so much.
And your
I wrote that song
are
years
great.
Ago, and I kept it in the drawer. I had a feeling this song, one day it's going to be a song, a beautiful song. And who could I find better than Mark Portman to make such beautiful music and put all the lyrics together? It turned out wonderful. I would not change a thing about that song, and especially the video. I had so much fun making the whole album, and I'm looking forward to share with the world what I've made, what I've created. I worked so hard. I worked 1 year for the whole 18 songs. And as I said, I have I said before that I'm singing in different languages in this album?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, as you know, Unforgotten is also Para Siempre in Spanish. You've seen the video, that one too, right?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And then there's another song called El Amor, is also Spanish by Julio Iglesias, which I love so much. I'm singing also in Italian, a different song called Poi, and French, because I'm Canadian.
Wow.
I have to.
Although
I don't speak the Italian or French,
love,
but I want to make songs.
Songs that are in different languages. I mean, I really do. I listen to a lot of Italian and a lot of Spanish songs.
They're all beautiful. I love. There's some different feeling. They put so much passion into the words
mm-hmm.
and the music that I'd like to do that as well. As I said before, I would like to be the next female version of Julio Iglesias, and that's why he did many songs in many languages, and so everybody in the world would enjoy the lyrics.
I'm sure that they will, because what you've put out so far, we absolutely love. We're behind
you
1,000%.
Thank you. Thank you. You're very welcome. So I have another video actually with Unforgotten that is not released. It's a dance version, but I'm waiting for the right moment to put it on YouTube. This is totally different. It's a different director. And there are some scenes of James Scott and I again, and soon it will be on YouTube.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. this is the unedited version, huh?
Yes, there's more behind the scenes that nobody would ever see, but we added some of them in this video.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, Roxana, we want to thank you so very much for calling in and chatting with us for a few minutes and talking about your work. Like I said, you're just phenomenal, and your music is lovely, and I look forward to more of it. I can't wait for the next video so we can see who the mystery man's going to be. And
you can actually buy the song in iTunes and Amazon, just in case if anybody wants to know. They can go to my website, roxanamusic.com, or they can simply go to iTunes and put down Roxana with double N-A and Unforgotten and purchase the song.
And you'll be very happy you did. We're actually going to play that now, so for any listeners that haven't heard it yet, and they will fall in love with it, I'm sure.
Thank you. It was so nice talking to you
both. Take care, and we will be back in touch with you very, very soon.
All right. Bye-bye, Pam. Bye, Don. Thank you.
Bye, Roxana.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Enjoy, everyone.
You too.
Bye.
Now we have a real treat for the listeners. I love the song. And for those of you who are Days of Our Lives fans, just try to envision, I mean, when you get through listening to our show today, go to YouTube and Google Roxana with two N's and put in Unforgotten or Roxana and James Scott. It'll pull up the video and you will get to see James Scott, the lovely, handsome, wonderful, debonair James Scott. But anyway, play Roxana's song for you now. This is Unforgotten.
You're still in my senses, still with me. You're bitter, you're sweet. I spend days with thoughts of you, so long in this fantasy, and I still wonder why you said goodbye. So here I am with heart in hand, heart broken. My love, there's nothing that I can do.
with heart in hand, hearts broken.
My love is nothing.
Because I could see doing a salsa dance to that.
I would like to see you doing that too.
Well,
we're going to move right along because we're kind of tight on time, and we've got our a couple more guests to get in. And right now we have on the line, we have Ben from Euphoria Audio. Hello, Ben.
Hi. All right.
Hi,
Ben.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, thank you. I'll sing.
Well, congratulations to you for winning Band of the Year.
Yeah, thank you. Really good. Really excited about it.
Yes, and well-deserved, I must tell you. You guys have got fans all over the world, it seems like. I mean, you've got quite a following, and it continues to grow. And, I just want to share with the listeners that I came upon you guys. Someone that follows me on Twitter just tweeted me randomly out of the blue one day and said, hey, have you ever listened to Euphoria Audio before? I had never heard of you, but boy, was I glad that she introduced me to you guys, because I love your music. And, you know, I've always said, compared to some of the bands here in the States that are signed with big record deals, you very easily could be one of those fans. Your music is that good. So very excited.
Thank you. Yeah, we enjoyed the chat last time, so it's nice to catch up.
So what have you been up to since the last time we spoke? Because you were on my show, you know, a couple months ago, and I know a lot's been happening for you guys. What are you currently doing?
At the moment, we've just launched his website, which is euphoria-audio.com, and we launched that about a week and a half ago, and we got the... We've got loads of new content up every week now on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter, and everything's all on euphoriaaudio.com. And so if you want to check that out, that's really good. And we also put new songs on SoundCloud every week, which is like rare demos and acoustic performances that we did live, or it might be an alternative edit of a song, just something for everyone to get into, really.
Well, I love when you guys tweet out that you've got new music that you've added to the various places that you promote it, because, and I especially love it when I open up my inbox and I've got a new Euphoria Audio song in there. Of course, that just adds to the growing list that I play here on my show. And Pam, by the way, who is the host of Take Two Radio, she has started an indie music show called Take Two Radio Music. So now, between Pam and I, your music will be promoted in two places to our audiences through Blog Talk. So we're very excited about that. But
yeah,
I love I love your music. I mean, it is just, it's unbelievably good. And so do you guys have a new EP coming out in the near future, or what's the plan on that?
At the moment, we're wanting to get the album finished and get that out in some way, shape, or form. I think we're looking at maybe recording some acoustic songs for the fans, which we're looking forward to. But yeah, the main priority is to get the album, get it finished.
And your music is available on iTunes.
Yeah, we've got a couple of his EPs are already on iTunes, or you can actually download our phone app if you just search Euphoria Audio app, and you can actually buy the music through the app, and you can also get the music through our website as well. And yes, we've got a couple of EPs on there, and like I say, we're always throwing new music on to SoundCloud for everyone to check out and get into, and just sort of, you know, we've got songs on there that are from, like, you know, year, 2 years old, or just little demos, or we did an acoustic session one time and we took them on there for everyone to get into and enjoy. You know, we're fans of music, so we know what, you know, when a band we like puts little things here and there, you know, it's really exciting, and you know, we just want to give our fans of our music sort of the same excitement we get when we listen to music, you know.
Well, as Dawn said, we're always excited to hear, you know, new music, and we absolutely believe in you and know that you're going to be very, very successful. We just have to get a label to notice you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right.
And the more airplay you have, the more, you know, that it gets out there, then maybe somebody will hear it and contact you, and that's what we pray for.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome. Are there going to be any physical CDs available?
We hope so, yeah. I mean, main priority is to get the album, and then, you know, there will be a download release, I thought, just because that's sort of, it's very easy to get hold of, and it's, you know, it's a nice, easy way to grab music these days.
And that's the way probably 99% of the world listens to their music these days, is by download.
But for me, I mean, I really enjoy, like, record shops, and I enjoy having a CD in my hand and looking at the artwork and looking at the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to think that one day, you know, we could have a physical out there, but, you know, it'd be definitely something we'd want to get together and get out there for everyone to listen to, you know, to keep talking about this album that we're really proud of, and we just want people to be able to, you know, hear it.
Yeah, and you should be proud. Do you have any upcoming gigs?
We're currently sorting out shows at the moment, so we haven't actually got anything set in stone yet, but we'll definitely let you guys know when we have. Definitely.
Yeah, we'll put it out there on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere that it needs to go, so your fans can get to those gigs, and hopefully one day Dawn and I will be able to do that.
Yeah, well, like I said before, the invitation's still open. You know, if we ever play in America and we come over by your sort of area, then we'll definitely come into the studio and, you know, do what we're doing now, but face to face.
Well, we look forward to that.
I will definitely hold you to that and look forward to it as well. So,
brilliant.
Most definitely, indeed. Well, we want to thank you so very much for being with us today, and congratulations again on winning the Band of the Year award and the Take-Two Radio Indie Music Awards. We love your music, and your fans obviously do too. So we look forward to more stuff coming. We look forward to more stuff coming down the pipe from you. So we do appreciate it, and we will definitely be chatting with you again in the very near future.
I mean, thank you for having us on, and thank you for putting us on the award, and for always helping us with the music and supporting us. You know, we really appreciate it, and we, you know, it's something that we hope we can carry on indefinitely, you know, and we'll down, or if we've got any extra content or whatever, we can send it to you. You know, but, you know, we're very thankful for the support that you guys give us. Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much, and best of luck for much continued success to you moving forward. So we will let you go, and thank you so much again, and have a good day. Thank you. All right. That was Euphoria Audio. And they actually Skyped in all the way from the UK. Yay.
Yeah, that one worked.
They made it through with no problem. The connection was a little bit tricky at the end, but nonetheless, it was still good. So without further ado, we're going to play a song off of their latest EP, and gosh, every song on their EP is good, so it was hard deciding which one to choose. But this is one of my personal favorites. This is their song called Speechless. Although I love all the songs on that album, but, you know, Euphoria Audio for me is like one of those bands, you know, I've always said on my show when I play them is that I compare them to Nickelback, to Three Doors Down, you know, Shinedown. I mean, I've always said that if you take all those different bands and you put them together, you've got Euphoria Audio, sheer euphoria in their sound. And that is the reason why their music is so good, because it's a culmination of a lot of bands that people love. So it is no wonder why they have the following that they do, and that they are making the waves that they are in the indie music world. So
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, especially there's certain parts of the song, they sound exactly like Nickelback.
I know, they do. The lead singer of the band, he really does have that sound. But then there's times when he hits certain notes, he sounds like the lead for Shinedown.
Right.
So it's like, well, am I listening? You know, the first time I heard their music, I was like, am I listening to Nickelback? Am I listening to Shinedown? I mean, I had to remind myself they were Euphoria. But, yeah, they're one of my favorite bands, you know, that I've stumbled across. And I do hope they make it to the U.S. one day, because I would love to get out and see them play live. There's nothing.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of listeners that are witness to them saying that. So
that's right. Yes, indeed. Yes, you heard it here first, people. So.
Right. Well, I think we have our last guest on the line now. We have Michael Damian, I believe. Michael, is that you?
How did you know? You must have known because I called you Collect.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said,
we'll get the bill later.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I'll call him Collect. They'll really think that's funny.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
How are you?
Fantastic. So, well, doing good. I'm actually running off to church, so I'm kind of I'm catching you in between. So I'm actually already late for church, but hey, you know, I'll pray in the car.
Okay. Well, we want to say congratulations for being Singing Actor of the Year.
Oh my gosh! Are you serious?
Yes, Michael.
I'm the Singing Actor of the Year. Hey, I'm really honored.
Yeah, you are. You had some tough competition too. So.
Oh my gosh! Who did I beat? Let me gloat. Who did I beat?
I'm not
going
to tell.
Oh, come on. I want to call him up. Is it Rick Springfield? No.
Yeah.
John Stamos?
No.
You want to rag him, don't you?
No. Is it alcohol? No.
No. Well, all of a sudden, we'll see all these tweets going out. Ha ha, I
won.
Now, did
That's
I win
so
best?
True.
Did I win best hair, or did I win just best? What did I win? Tell me what I can brag to the world about.
For
singing
actor
of
the
year.
Wow.
Yeah. Singing actor.
This is awesome. I'm excited. So I didn't get a Golden Globe or an Oscar, but I'll take this definitely. This is great.
Yeah. Well, it's the beginning. So you know,
well,
now with the new song "Rock My Heart." Hello. Can you say Grammy?
I know.
Well,
exactly.
Hey, you know what? This could be an omen here, you guys. You might be starting something for me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you sending the award, or do I have to come pick it up personally?
You have to pick it up.
We are going to make you pick it up, Michael.
You're going to have to hit Chicago and then North Carolina, because it'll be in two pieces.
All right, you got it. I'm coming.
Oh, you're so awesome. You're so awesome.
So tell us
so
how
sweet.
You came up with Rock My Heart.
Well, we finished the movie The Sweeter Side of Life, and I needed this song for the scene where Desiree's coming back to Manhattan, and she has her 80s clothes, and so we just
mm-hmm.
needed a really fun 80s song that really could fit with the scene and accentuate her fashion statement. So Janine and I, my wife Janine and I, sat down and we started working on a song and coming up with the lyrics and the rhythm and the beat, and then sort of fit it. I wanted to fit it really to the picture. So we, the scene was cut, the picture was cut, and then, worked the song in after the fact. But it was great to have the movie already cut, so I could really sort of cut some kind of write a song for the situation. And then, when we were shooting the scene, that Catherine Morris, who plays Desiree, was joking with me, and she was like, you should be walking down the street. We should, bump into each other. You should, do something funny.
Yeah.
Look at me. And she just said, actually, you need to be in the movie is what happened. She said, are you going to be in the movie? Where are you going to be in the movie? And so I just thought, well, I'll pass on the street in Manhattan, and we'll have a little fun with that. So that was sort of how that all came to be. And then we just wrote the song for the movie, and had such a strong reaction from it. We released it out to radio as well.
Oh, we're so very happy you did, and the song fit perfectly with the movie that I've watched. I don't even know how many times now I've watched.
You're so sweet. Thanks to you. The ratings just keep climbing, You're amazing.
Yeah, well, I know. I tweeted out every time it's on that I catch it. There was only one time I missed it, but then I saw you tweet it out, so I retweeted it. But people absolutely love the movie, whether it's by you and your wife or not. You know, it's just a phenomenal movie as well.
Well, thank you. And it was a blast, you know, making Sweeter Side of Life and writing it with Janine. And we had a really good time working on it. Actually, we wrote a good portion of it in New York City and in New Jersey, and went to Flemington and sort of had a really great, you know, a great moment there to get the visuals in our head and really live it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it inspired us in Central Park. And then having, you know, a scene, you know, take place in Central Park, all those things were really fun to realize them on the screen. But, again, it always starts with the script.
Yes.
So I'm thrilled you liked it. Yes, dear.
Oh, gosh. And, Michael, I know you well enough to know that you probably got something new in the works, probably as we speak. Is that anything that you can share with the audience at this time, or is it still kind of under wraps?
Well, we've got a couple things, you know, under wraps right now. I like to wait till everything is finished, signed, sealed, and delivered before I make any announcements, just because I don't want to jinx it till the ink is dried on the paper.
Pam and I know all too well what that means, you know, so we feel the same way when it comes to our shows, you know. The song is absolutely great, and I love the fact, you know, when I first heard the song Rock My Heart, my first thought was I could see Danny Robilotti singing this song on Young and the Restless back in the day. It's so relevant
even
to
now,
the characters
yeah.
in, and even now. So, you know, I'm making a pitch to the CBS Daytime Sony folks. You need to bring Michael Damian on to YNR. There needs to be some kind of big hoopla surrounding the 40 years celebration. Let you sing this song on the show. You know, of course, have a storyline too. But it, you know, I think that would be a great fitting way to draw, you know, to bring you in for that. And by the way, are you involved with that at all?
Well, first of all, I should hire you as my agent because that sounds fantastic. I think that's a very organic, natural way to bring Danny back would be to sing, you know, Rock My Heart at some
You
event.
Have to sing it to Cricket to win her heart back.
Yes, we could. It would be amazing. It would be, you know, so we got to do that. But unfortunately, isn't the 40th anniversary coming up real soon?
Yes.
Well, they haven't. They pre-taped, so they have not contacted me yet.
Ooh, those boogers.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think you better start those tweets coming. We gotta get that campaign kicked into high gear because either they keep calling me collect or I won't accept charges or I don't know what's going on. That's true. You know, I did get a call from CBS, but I didn't pick up. I better call back. You know, no, just kidding.
I was gonna say.
I want you to know that I'm very, very proud of the show, and it's a thrill and honor to have been part of it for so many years, and I'm so happy they're having a 40th anniversary, especially in the times that we're in right now with a lot of the shows, you know, off the air, and it's fantastic, and I'm very proud of them for, you know, continuing the high quality, the high level of quality, and staying at number one, and keeping daytime, you know, on the air, basically. I mean, it's really the anchor of daytime television. So we just got to, you know, hope that it stays there because there's not that many have been able to survive it.
That's so true. That's mm-hmm. so true. And we are very grateful for the ones that are still on TV and look forward to the few that are going to the web, and that would be All My Children and One Life to Live. So, if anything, we're going to, you know, since you're a writer, you're a director, you're a producer, you work with your wife, you sing, you do everything, there's no reason why you can't write your own soap opera on the web.
That's okay. You know what? I'm telling you, you're a good agent manager. We're going to have to talk. All right. Another good idea. Well, we've got some really fun movies in the works that I can't wait to share with you guys coming up. So as soon as we're ready to announce, you know, you guys will be the first to know. But we've got some really fun stuff in the works, and very very soon we'll be able to let you all know.
Oh, that's great.
It's
going
to be
that's
a busy 2013. Let's just put it that way. So, yeah. Lionel, you better call quick because, you know, my dance card is getting full.
Yeah, I actually just tweeted CBS Daytime, YNR CBS, and Angelica McDaniel. Please bring back Michael Damian on YNR 40 and let him sing Rock My Heart ASAP. So all you people listening, go over there and retweet that.
Yes, okay, I'll do the same,
out.
But I won't do it. But I won't do it in church. I'll have to do it after.
Oh yes, please.
I don't tweet in church. I just want to let you know that's where I draw the line.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I saw somebody tweeting in church. I couldn't believe them. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Are you really
seriously?
On Twitter right now?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so.
Well, you go to church. We want to thank you for taking your time to give us a call, even though it was collect, and we enjoy chatting with you as always. We will be playing your song, Rock My Heart, when you leave us. And
oh, thank
then also,
you so much.
I have a new music show, Take Two Radio Music, and I'd like to invite you to be a guest on there in the near future.
Sure, love to. Absolutely, anytime. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much for all your support, and thanks for. I'm thrilled to be the winner, and I can't wait to call Rick Springfield and John Stamos
yeah.
and everybody and really rub it in their face.
That's right.
I love. Hey, no, seriously though, it's really awesome. I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled, and I'm really fortunate to. I'm just so fortunate to be able to do all these really fun things that I love doing, and that people are enjoying it, it means a great deal to me. So thank you for all your amazing support.
And you will always have that. And for our listeners, please go to MichaelDamian.com to check out his music, his movies, everything about him, what he's got upcoming, and buy his song, Rock My Heart, because you're going to love it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're wonderful.
God
right,
bless
have
you
a wonderful
and Janine,
day.
And you take care.
She's driving right now. She's driving. I'll tell her she's been going 100 miles an hour trying to get me to church on time. She's laughing. She's cracking up over here driving. She's like, when I said my, I was joking, by the way, just about Rick and John. I love them both.
Oh, sure.
But she looked over at me and she's like, what are you talking about? John and Rick for and collect
well,
calls.
And you can't forget Jack Wagner.
Hey, I like Jack too. They're fantastic guys and great talents but I don't know who I was up against. I don't even want to know. I'm just happy
mm-hmm.
that I won, and I humbly will accept this award with all my fellow friends. And but I will take it with me to the next party I'm at and show it to them.
Okay.
I'll subtly carry it around with me. Is it a large trophy, or is it more than 2 or 3 feet tall? What is it? The size?
It's pretty much virtual.
It's a virtual? Well, that's even better, because then I can email it to them.
Yes, you can.
That's right. We do what we can to help you out, Michael.
Oh, no, this is great. I love it. And thank you, everybody, for voting for me. And thank you, Mom and Dad and family, because I know they all voted for me, so,
That's right.
That's right.
Right. And that's how you won.
That's
I'm only
heaven,
kidding. All right. Well, you take care, Michael, and drive and
oh,
have
you
your
guys.
Wife drive safely to church.
I understand you're
going
to drive safely.
Yes.
Here. Say hi to Janine.
Hi.
Hi, Janine.
She's a good driver, by the way.
Hi from the driver's seat here. Yeah, I'm in the driver's seat today.
She's only cut off 3 people.
Oh, wow.
Very successful. All right, well, thanks so much again. I really appreciate it. Love the show.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Maybe
we'll
get Janine. Wait a minute. Since I won for best, was it singer and actor? Is that what it was?
It was singing actor.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank my lovely wife, Janine.
Oh, that's right. You can't forget the wife.
Yeah, for helping
yeah.
helping you write that great song.
Responsible for all his talent that his mother gave him. The wives always get thanked. I don't know why, but
I know, right?
I want to thank
I'm trying to come on. I'm practicing my Oscar speech. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my lovely family. I want to thank the fans.
But don't forget to thank the director.
And I want to thank the director. Wait a minute. I am the director.
I know.
Yeah.
Denise's joking because a lot of stars forget to thank the director, and she's wondering, well, who directed them? And I'm like, well, so
oh,
we
really?
Have our ongoing joke. So
oh, no.
Wait a minute, I am the director. All right, you guys, lots of love.
Thank you. Love back
thank
to you.
Thank you, Michael.
We're finally at church now. Now we're late, but it's okay. They'll let us in.
They will.
All
take
right.
care
well,
of yourself.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right, big kiss. Bye-bye,
bye-bye
everyone.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. He's always so much fun to talk to. I just adore Michael and
yeah,
his wife,
he's
too.
He's so energetic, and he's just wonderful. You know, he's one of those that really does interact with their fans on Twitter and really makes the fans feel like they're the only fan he has, each and every one. So he's just awesome all-around person.
Yeah, and his wife as well. I mean, my
mm-hmm.
gosh. The two of them together are dynamite between writing and directing and producing and movies and music and gosh knows what else. Oh, and their entertainment at home, and Michael sets the table and gets all that stuff done and does a wonderful job. He tweets out pictures.
I know. Yeah, they got a lot. They got it going on pretty much for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I want to thank you, Dawn, for joining me today. This brings a close to our show. We've heard from all the winners and kind of sort of from Christian, but we'll have him back on again in an interview for himself.
Yes, it was a great show, Pam, and thank you for letting me be here co-hosting with you and running this troubleshooting behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And whatever else
thank
we
you
had
for
come
that.
Up today. It was a great show. It was very memorable for sure. And we want to say a huge congratulations to all the artists out there and all the winners. And especially a huge thank you to the fans, because you are what made it possible for these guests to be on the show today and for choosing them as your favorites. So thank
and
you
thank
to everyone.
And thank you for supporting indie music and indie
mm-hmm.
artists. That is the biggest thing. And Dave is in the chat room. He says, Teaser wants to thank everyone again for all their votes for Indie Rock Band of the Year Award. And you are so very welcome, David.
Very, very much so. And I would assume that we will do this again at some point this year. So you'll just have to look out on Twitter and social media for the promos about it. But it should be this was a lot of fun. We should do it again, for sure.
Oh, you know it. You know it. And this time, we've learned things for the next time.
Yes, we have, haven't we?
Yes,
well,
we have.
Pam, thank you. And thank you again to all the listeners out there for being with us today. We greatly appreciate you all.
Definitely. And thanks, Don, for the awesome picture that they put on Blog Talk. I want to thank Blog Talk personally for choosing this show as their staff pick today and all of the support they have given my show as well as Don's show.
Yes, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We cannot do what we do without you, without all the listeners and the fans. And so thank you so very much.
Yes, and a special thank you to Jen. And with that, we're going to wrap. We wish all of you a wonderful day, and stay safe. God bless you, and we'll talk again soon. Good night, Dawn.
Good night, Pam.